Summer camp ends this weekend for the children at Camp Treetops in the Adirondack Mountains. For 7 weeks now, Weekend Edition has been visiting with 11-year-old Gabby Lampert, who's spending her first summer away from home. She's joining us one last time before camp ends on Sunday. And it's good to hear from you, Gabby.
It's good to hear from you, too.
I have to tell you that when I went to camp as a kid, it only lasted 2 weeks, and I'm really impressed you've made it seven.
Yeah, well, you know, things have improved since then, and, you know, I've gotten used to being away from home, and I'm having tons of fun.
I'm very sorry that Scott is not here to chat with you one last time. I know you did speak with him the last several times. But would you mind telling me what you've been up to since the last time you were on the radio?
Sure. Well, I think last time I was talking about how I was making a scarf out of finger weavings, which is, you know, you take yarn and you wrap it around your fingers, and, you know, there's a whole method to do it, and I just finished making a scarf out of it, and it's really nice. You know, it's really easy to do. They teach you how to do that here. And also, there was a play that almost all the children were in. It was of The Wizard of Oz.
Could you give us a review of The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, of course. Well, I thought it was really great. All the children worked really, really hard, and everybody did wonderful, very lively. It was really, really nice. Everybody enjoyed it.
Who played the flying monkeys? Did they have flying monkeys in the production?
Yeah, they did. But actually, it was like a version about camp. And so, like, the Wicked Witch was the head of senior camp. And then Glinda, I think that's the name of the good witch. Brad was Glinda. And the flying monkeys were the supers, which are the oldest children in camp.
Are there poppies?
There's candy.
There's candy instead of poppies.
Right. Because all the kids, of course, want candy, which we don't get here. And they had special songs, so it was like our own version of The Wizard of Oz. It was really funny.
You haven't been able to eat candy for 7 weeks. Are you going to continue that habit when you return home to New York City?
No, I'm afraid I cannot live more than 7 weeks without candy.
You've reached your limit.
I've reached my limit.
Are there camp activities that you will continue when you return home to New York?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the finger weavings, and then also, you know, games that I've learned here, you know, like with string. And then also, well, actually, I've learned lots of new swimming skills. I'm a much better swimmer because we swim every day here.
You've said in previous conversations that you've made all sorts of friends.
Tons of friends.
Are you sad to be leaving them now?
I'm very sad. I want to stay with them. But I know that we can keep in touch over the year. The camp takes a list of all the children's email addresses and phone numbers, and I believe at the end of the summer we get a book with everybody's address and stuff. So we can send letters or call up and keep in touch.
Do you think you'll go back to camp next year?
I'm guessing I will. I like it here a lot. I'm sure I'll come back.
Now, I gather that singing was also a big part of the camp experience.
A very big part. We sing every day.
I wonder if in the future you're going to be perhaps from time to time humming a few bars of a song that you learned at camp.
I'm sure I will.
Somebody told me that you learned a song called Adirondack Blue. Could you give us a sample now, perhaps?
Sure. It's a dizzy, dreamy dance we do. Seasons turn and feelings are changing, and the sky is bright Adirondack blue.
It's a waltz.
Yeah.
Gabby, thanks very much for speaking with us all summer long.
Sure, I enjoyed it.
Gabby Lampert spent 7 weeks at Camp Treetops in the Adirondack Mountains, and she heads home Sunday. Here she is, by the way, with her fellow campers in song.
Singing today, guys.